The Gemara says in Daf and Dalam and Beis towards the bottom of Amid the Shal Philosophus Echidus and Gamliel. Because of the Taraskim, Kisham Gacha Ish Eichlahu, Kalkanim, and Nimam Miskanabav Dev and Miskanabba. And then he answered him with a Mashal, Amalai, Amshalacha Mashal, Chulain, Maldavadam, and Machbasavadam, as the Gemara explains. And Rashi says that this Philosophon was from the Chachmei Umais, means somebody from the Chachmei Umais. And the question is, if this is somebody from Chachmei Umais, and what was his heter to answer them? L'chay, there's an issue of teaching Tari to a guy. The Gemara says he's not allowed to teach Tari to a guy from Magid Rabbi Yaakov, and also there's an issue of Altif Na'iva. The guy himself is not allowed to learn, and since he's not allowed to learn, Mimela is an issue enough to teach him because of Luf Na'iva. You're providing him with a issue because for him it's also to learn. And Bishman, the Mishnah, says Shal is Eskin B'Raimi, Main Ritzanim Rabbis Kacham, and Lamein Mavatlo. So if that's referring to Gayim, and he answered them. So over there, it's easier to hear because that is talking about a Beit Zara, and by Zion Mitzvahs, by their own Zion Mitzvahs, they are allowed to learn. So maybe over there, there wouldn't be a Lufna Iver, at least, because they have had to learn the Zion Mitzvahs. You're allowed to teach them about that. And that's talking about the site of a Beit Zara. But over here, it's not Mamish talking about the, even though it has to do with a Beit Zara, it's not the the actual Issa of a Beit Zara, it's just the Prat about it. It's harder to hear that this is working Midin Zayin Mitzvahs, but maybe you could say that over here as well. It's Nichlan, the Zayin Mitzvahs of Avodah Zarah, for that reason to be Mutter. But it could be that you could also answer this up the side of the Taryavan. The Taryavan in Chagig and Daf Gimel says that the whole Isser of teaching Tari to a guy is only if he's, number one, if he's learning it on his own. But if you give him a Shus, if you allow him to do it, then there's no longer an Isser of Gezela, because it's like any Gazel, if you give a Shus, it's Mutter over here, also it'll be Mutter. And being that he's willingly doing it, there's not a problem of gazela, because the Gemara says that the isser of him learning is migzal kal gazalei, and mimele for giver shus, there's no isser for you to teach him. That's why it's mutter for him to teach him, because he gave him a shus to do it, and you still have an isser of lifnei iver, because he has his own isser to learn. I'm sorry, you still have an isser of magid v'av liyakov, but you're not allowed to teach to a guy, even with other than a lifnei iver. Legabe that, the Turi Avin says that is only an Issa Darabanan, it's not an Issa Daraisa, it's an Ismach de Ba'alma. And being that it's only Issa Darabanan, but the Makam where he asks you a question and you answer him, they were not Gezer. That you're allowed to do. It's Derech HaRayin, it's Derech HaSham, so Logaz Barabanan. Somebody asks you a question, you're allowed to answer. You don't have to leave him hanging. So that's the Issa he wants to say. So the feedback would be Mutter over here as well, being that he asked him a question, B'chei Gav would be Mutter to answer him, because that does not go into the Issa Darabanan as well. And so you have both a term. Number one, he asked the question. Number two, it's Pershus. And therefore, there wouldn't be an Isser of Talmud Torah to a Akum. This would be a smach to the Torah.